I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 2nd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says any illegal activity will not be tolerated during tonight's planned Black Lives Matter protest in Quincy Center. Quincy resident Sue Doherty has organized the protest in response to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Participants are asked to line up at 6 p.m. from Coddington to Hancock Streets, to stay 6 feet apart, wear masks, and bring candles and signs. Koch says he respects their right to peacefully protest. However, he says Quincy Police and its partner agencies have a full plan in place to prevent violence or criminal conduct. The South Shore Plaza in Braintree was completely shut down last night over concerns of looting. Police say several social media posts indicated that criminal activity was being planned, forcing them to cordon off the entire plaza and issue a warning to stay away from the facility. On Sunday night, Long's Jewelers at the plaza was broken into. Quincy Schools Deputy Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the school department is prepared to help parents speak with their children about the protests that are going on across the country in response to the death of George Floyd. In a letter, Mulvey says children may be experiencing fear, sadness, or anger, and that it's important to let them express their feelings. Mulvey offered the services of Quincy Schools guidance counselors and also said he would provide other resources to help parents communicate with their children. Quincy City Hall will reopen to the public on Monday. Mayoral spokesman Chris Walker says the city offices will reopen, but with restrictions that will include the requirement of facial coverings, social distancing, and limited capacity in the building. Guidelines for restaurants to begin offering outdoor dining in Quincy will be released this week. There are now 1,213 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 119 deaths, and 869 people have recovered from the virus. There are now almost 101,000 cases of the virus statewide. At least two events typically held in Quincy in June are going online. Quincy Pride will present Quincy Pride Online on Sunday, June 7th. The public is invited to participate in Drag Queen Brunch at 11:30, then Story Hour at 3 p.m. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Quincy Relief Fund, which was established to help people recover from the pandemic. Go to quincypride.com for details. And Dove Domestic Violence Ended in Quincy is taking their annual Divas Dance Party online. The virtual party is set for June 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. There will also be a live auction. Go to dovema.org for tickets and more information. And a reminder to send in your entries to the Quincy COVID Memories Project to document how the pandemic has impacted your life. QATV, the Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, and the city are all teaming up to archive this moment in history. Go to quincyculturalmemory.com to upload your photos, videos, art, poems, or other reflections of the pandemic. All accepted submissions will be archived by the library, and participants have the option of making their entry public. You can also mail your entry to Thomas Crane Library, Attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Tuesday, June 2nd.